So Juneteenth, celebrated this week, is a conundrum for some of us. We don't know that much about it. Even Mayor Lori Lightfoot herself, of course, an African-American, said she didn't know that much about Juneteenth a few years ago either. Erica Griffin does, or did all along, maybe. She's the public and community engagement manager at the Chicago History Museum. Erica, welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Very happy to be here.
I hate to say this. I suppose, you know, A, we're bad at history. Maybe white Americans it doesn't resonate with. Do even African Americans, do black Chicagoans not know Juneteenth that well?
You know what? That is a question that certainly can be answered by history. You know, there are certain stories about our country that are given more visibility than others, although all of these moments resonate and impact us all. And to your point, you know, there are a lot of people that just don't know the story of Juneteenth. It has, over time, gotten more and more visibility with all of our mobile devices and all of the racial reckonings that we're going through as a country. These stories are getting a lot more attention and giving people more to consider when they think about our country, freedoms and liberties, and whether or not those tenets, those core foundations of our country, have been extended to all of us. So I am not surprised that people might not be aware of the story, but now that these stories are coming to light, now that they're being woven into the fabric of what our country is, what our history has been, it's on us as citizens and on institutions like the Chicago History Museum to make space for it so we can all understand how all of these stories sometimes are sent to the margins, how they are really a part of this building block, this stepping stone toward freedom and liberties for all. So Juneteenth has to be part of any city's celebration because it impacts all of us. And we're happy to bring it to the History Museum's audiences.
June 19th, 1865, after the Emancipation Proclamation by a couple of years, Union soldiers arrived in Texas to announce that the Civil War was over. I guess that's why it's in June, huh?
Absolutely. So on that day, June 19th, Galveston, Texas, the words of the Emancipation Proclamation finally reached that new territory. And, you know, until then, that word of emancipation was very slow moving across the South, of course, because they were part of the Confederacy, many of those states. And, you know, what President Lincoln mandated and what the proclamation said didn't carry the weight. It didn't carry throughout the country as it should have. So the word finally spreading to that part of our country was critical and a moment of celebration. You know, it's something that we have to consider when we talk about the emancipation. We also have to talk about the reality that those words didn't reach everywhere, that people had to spread it word of mouth at whatever means. Yes.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting. Darlene Glanton in the Sun-Times, or pardon me, in the Tribune the other day said, you know, there's a lot of things that we actually get wrong about Juneteenth. Texas wasn't the last state to emancipate slaves. And even after emancipation, a lot of black Americans were still held captive by their masters, if you will. So it's not a perfect ending to the story, and it's maybe not even the right ending to the story. Do you quibble with that, or what do you think about that?
A perfect ending, no, but a date in a long line of other dates that indicate people, again, trying to activate freedom for themselves, to make those words of our foundation have meaning for them, to be able to access them, so to speak. And my hope is that offering engagement around these days will encourage people to learn more, because you're correct. You know, enslavement did not end with the Emancipation Proclamation. It did not exactly end everywhere with Juneteenth. It did not exactly end everywhere for a number of years after that. And it was not really until we had amendments to our Constitution that, you know, enslavement as we knew it, chattel enslavement, was brought to some sort of a close. There are so many moments in between then, before and after that we have to contend with, but making these spaces available for people to access these histories, think more critically about what we think we know, is important. And CHM has to be one of those places where these types of difficult discussions, where hard histories are dissected and explored.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that. Erica Griffin is the Public and Community Engagement Manager at the Chicago History Museum, formerly the DuSable Museum. And, you know, I don't think it really matters what the date is. Let's pick one, and it's the concept. I mean, was Christ born on December 25th? Was the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution signed on July 4th? You know, that probably not in either of those cases. So it really maybe doesn't matter the exact day. You know what I think a problem is branding Juneteenth is that Juneteenth, whatever that is a day in which we celebrate a week, but Juneteenth sounds like a month. And it doesn't, and the word Juneteenth doesn't say black or African American or slavery or emancipation or any of the call words for this conversation. It's kind of an odd name for the celebration or the commemoration.
You know, I could see how there could be some confusion about that, but again, that is why we make room for these types of engagements. So Juneteenth literally is just the blending together of the month June and the day 19th. That was that day when General Granger came into Galveston and then read that order. Mm-hmm. So for me, I hope that people are intrigued and want to learn more, and then we dive into the history. You have to have some sort of name that piques people's interest, and then you bring in the stories, and that's what we're trying to do.
So what do you have on display? What would we see at the History Museum?
So our program is entirely virtual, but in the museum's archives, in our holdings, there are so many materials that speak to that era, that speak to Reconstruction, the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, Emancipation Day celebrations. So much can be discovered in our holdings. But this program, so that all can access, and we're spreading the programming as far and as wide as we can, we will be virtual. We'll be hosting it on Zoom and live streaming it out across our social media platforms. So there are lots of ways to engage. And then, of course, when the program concludes, it will be up and available on the museum's YouTube channel for people to listen in and learn.
And, Erica, all of this is accessible now. If I just go to the museum's website, I can see that stuff.
You are able, yes, our collective materials, many of them are available, but you can also book an appointment at the museum's research center, and they'll be happy to give you access to what they can, safely, of course. And then the museum's program that is specific to Juneteenth, that brings together civic leaders and scholars and artists and chefs, because we can't talk about Juneteenth without talking about that special Juneteenth menu. All of those will be available to anyone that's interested in participating starting on June the 19th.
Illinois' legislature passed a measure making Juneteenth a holiday, joining several other states. Lori Lightfoot is behind this as well now, too. Kind of a change of heart for her. So let's check out the website at the Chicago History Museum. What's the URL for that, Erica? How do we look that up?
Yes, you're going to visit www.chicagohistory.org. Click on the calendar. You'll see Juneteenth right there and register. And we hope that we see you all virtually, of course, to join us. And those of you that would like to engage further and visit the museum, we are open for in-person visits. You can book your ticket to come in and see us. You will need your mask. Social distancing measures are still in place, but we are open and looking forward to having all that are interested join us again in person.
ChicagoHistory.org. Thank you, Erica. Well done. Well, let's visit again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to the next time.